Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Katia Fedkina is Ukrainian Community Durban representative. She joins us this morning. Katia, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm all right, thank you.
Very, very difficult time. I can't imagine what it must feel like to be here in South Africa watching the devastation of a country, of your own country, of people that you are connected to.
It is difficult, heartbreaking, devastating, and challenging to be here and watch from the side. That's why we can't just sit and watch. We, as a community, and decided to do what we can to help our country, and came up with a peaceful march yesterday that was against the delay of South African government to condemn Russian invasion in Ukraine. It was addressed to the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Dr. Naledi Pandor, because we, as Ukrainian community or and Ukrainian Association of South Africa, are ashamed that on the 2nd of March, South Africa abstained from the UNGA vote to condemn the illegal and illegitimate Russian invasion of Ukraine.
It must feel like a slap in the face for Ukrainians, or actually for all South Africans in truth, because we were all ashamed and embarrassed and horrified by South Africa's abstention from the United Nations vote. We are horrified at their lack of courage, moral courage, to condemn what's going on in Russia. But I would imagine more so for Ukrainians and people who are connected to the country. I can't imagine the anger and the frustration that you must be feeling.
Yes, we do. We do. While the whole world is building camps for the refugees, South Africa is still expecting for the Ukrainians to get visa before their entry to South Africa at the moment. So one of the demands for our petition was to allow visa-free entrance to South Africa to the Ukrainians whose family members are temporarily or permanently living in South Africa, which is the least we can do in this situation. And obviously, we also call South African government to publicly and without reservation to condemn the Russian invasion of Ukraine and to do whatever they can, whatever else they can to stop this insane madness.
Has there been any attempt by the government to engage with the local community?
Not really. Not at all.
Oh, wrong answer. I was hoping, yes, of course, they are
sure.
They are meeting, they're taking it very seriously, they feel the pain. Clearly they don't.
No. No, private organizations like Gift of Givers and all those, yes, they are definitely in touch. But government... Even some local radios are not even interested in talking about what we are trying to say.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that the membership being a part of BRICS could be could be the reason, that the deep business partnership with Russia could be the reason. The history going back to the Russia helping South Africa with apartheid, which I want to remind was not just Russia.
Absolutely.
Ukraine was a big part
100%.
Of it too. The whole Soviet Union, which consisted of 15 countries, was helping South Africa. Let's not
Absolutely.
Call it Russia.
Absolutely.
So we also want to point out that the consequences of the Russian invasion will not only hit Ukraine, but will also hit the most vulnerable people in South Africa by petrol price hikes, food shortages, financial instabilities, and reduction of funds for developmental causes. And as March is a human rights month, we also would like to remind South Africans about the sacrifices that accompanied the struggle for the attainment of democracy in South Africa. We call to South Africa to make its voice heard and reaffirm the values of human rights, respect for international law, and democracy that are the cornerstones of South Africa's constitution.
It is absolutely astounding to me that how badly the South African government is dealing with this. And
they are completely standing against their principles at the moment. by staying quiet.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Katya,
silent.
But maybe they're standing with their principles.
Say again?
I'm sorry to say it as a reflection on them. Maybe they're standing with their principles. Their principles are just very, very ugly ones.
Yes, I mean principles of the legacy left from Mandela, principles that
yes,
were
no,
of
course,
the beginning
understand,
of this,
understand.
You know.
No,
yeah,
know what
yeah, I hear you.
I just think that it's very, very difficult to look at the behavior of the South African government in any way and say, well, this is the justification or this is why they're doing it. They've made a choice and they've chosen to stand on the wrong side of history. They've chosen to stand with an aggressor. They have chosen not to condemn it, and they've chosen to place themselves with the worst of the worst in the world. And they're going to have to live with those consequences. Those have become their principles. You know, so we may be naively, you, me, all of us, look at the Freedom Charter, we look at the legacy of Nelson Mandela, and we say, well, these are your principles. And maybe we're being naive. Maybe those are no longer the principles.
Yeah,
maybe those principles have been rewritten.
Yes. It's sad to agree. Yes, it's sad, but it sounds like that's what's happening or happened already. Yes.
Yeah. And what is strange as well is, and Adrian Basson writes about it, this what he calls this whataboutism, where this terrible tragedy is unfolding in front of our eyes, and people are saying, but what about this war? And why didn't you say anything about this war?
Mm.
Why didn't you say it? And it's almost a weak excuse for not focusing on something that is happening right now. And that must be immensely frustrating for you as a Ukrainian community here.
It is very frustrating, yes.
So what is the message that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Well, the main message would be probably don't stay silent, don't be quiet.
Make your voice heard.
To support Ukraine, to help Ukraine in all ways possible. We're talking about basic human rights and democracy here. It has, like, nobody needs to go deep into the politics, who is doing
Absolutely.
What, where is America or China. We don't need to talk about that. We just need to go to the basic laws.
Absolutely.
And support each other as human beings. And if the government is not on the same page, we as people need to come up together and make some noise.
Absolutely.
And hope that it helps.
Katya Ofetkin, a Ukrainian Community Durban representative, talking to us this morning about the reaction of the Ukrainian community here in South Africa to government stance and, of course, to the demonstration. It is 8:27. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.